Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following program has been paid for by the Weiner Wellness Clinic. The views expressed in this program are not necessarily those of KDKA or its parent companies. The information provided in this program is for general informational purposes only. Listeners are encouraged to consult with their health provider regarding their specific medical issues. It's time to get well naturally with natural health experts Dr. Joseph Honigman, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
You know, I have worked with this great group at the Weiner Wellness Center long enough to understand they bring something different to the table. Weight loss is what they're going to talk about today. Dr. Joseph Honigman is here. I'm just going to tell you now, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. You can call now, say, I want an appointment with this guy. It's the first of the year. People talk weight loss, and everybody's got that plan, right? Well, this gentleman's going to talk about why it's so important, body composition versus weight. Is there a formula to weight loss, keeping it off, not just losing it, but keeping it off, and why is that so difficult? Also, how you bring in the mix testing things like the adrenal and thyroid dysfunction. Testimonials as well, too. So if you want to find out the real deal when it comes to weight loss, sit back and relax and be educated and informed. Ladies and gentlemen, back for the first time for the new year, and hopefully we can make a new you when it comes to weight loss, Dr. Joseph Honigman. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Rob.
Welcome.
Happy New Year to you. 2020. I remember when it was 1960, so.
I know, me
anyway,
too.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Joseph Honigman, and welcome to another edition of Get Well Naturally. Thank you for tuning in, and Happy New Year. Now, today's topic is how to lose weight and keep it off, and I've talked about this topic before. However, the new year 2020 has just arrived, and I think this is a great time to lose a few extra pounds. As you may already know, people are often successful at losing the weight at the beginning. However, approximately 65 to 85% of dieters return to their pre-dieting weight within 3 years or less. That's not good news if you are overweight, and especially if you are obese, because obesity harms virtually every aspect of your health, from shortening life and contributing to chronic diseases such as cardiovascular disease, to interfering with your breathing and mood. The disease most strongly associated with being overweight and obese is type 2 diabetes, a serious condition that I have helped many with. The good news is that even modest weight loss can improve or prevent many problems associated with obesity, including the risk of heart disease, stroke, cancer, osteoporosis, as well as diabetes. However, it's important to understand that when we're talking about being overweight, body composition is actually more important than the actual pounds. See, muscle weighs more than fat. So, a fit, muscular man or woman may weigh the same as an unfit man or woman of the same size. And yet, while the unfit person is truly overweight, the fit one may not be. For example, a fit man, 5'8", muscular, at 185 pounds, is considered to be at the high end of being overweight, almost obese according to the body mass index statistics. But actually, she, if it was a woman, may be at a decreased risk for many chronic diseases compared to others who are at a normal weight but are unfit with an excess of body fat. So, as I've said before, how do you know which category you fit in? I personally don't think that you need to do any fancy measurements other than waist size. if we are honest with ourselves, we can just look in the mirror and get a pretty good idea of which category we fit in. Are we 170 pounds of muscle or 170 pounds of blubber? If we keep track of our progress through our waist size, we'll know if we're making progress. So, if a man starts out with a waist size of 40 inches and in 2 to 3 months is down to a waist size of 38 inches, I consider that to be significant progress. So what's the formula to losing weight and keeping it off? The key to weight loss, and you've heard this before, is that you use up more energy in the form of calories than you take in. However, there's no magic way to accomplish this. The reality is, one size does not fit all. It would be easy to tell you that all you had to do was eat less and exercise more, and while that may work for some, there are those with additional problems, such as hypothyroidism or adrenal dysfunction, gastrointestinal issues, and there are those who are taking certain drugs that may make losing weight more difficult. And even the types of bacteria that predominate in your gut have an influence on whether you gain or lose weight. For example, an overabundance of the Firmicutes bacteria can result in a possible increase in 15 pounds in 1 year without even eating a single bite more. So just having a change in the body composition of the bacteria that inhabit it can result in an increase in 60 pounds more without eating any more than you did before. So how does that happen?
How does that happen?
Well, eating the standard American diet. Actually, the standard American diet, which is unhealthy fat and sugar and low in fiber, shifts the balance of bugs in your gut towards the Firmicutes phylum. Now, understand this. The Firmicutes phylum, you don't really need to remember this right now, but the Firmicutes phylum, these bacteria, are not bad for you. It's the overabundance of this particular group of bacteria that causes the weight gain. And what causes that overabundance? Poor diet. Now, let's take a quick look at the connection between your adrenal glands and body weight. Stress and adrenal dysfunction can sabotage your weight loss efforts because continued stress results in continued release of the stress hormone cortisol, and its effects may include sugar cravings along with an increase in appetite and binge eating, along with a decrease in sensitivity to leptin. And I'll tell you about that when we get back, right?
If you want to call right now and make an appointment to see Dr. Honigman, you can do so about this weight situation. 866-391-1020 is our number. I want to make sure that you get their number, 412-922-WELL. 412-922-9355. Call now, make an appointment. It'll change your life.
It's time to get well naturally with natural health experts Dr. Joseph Honigman, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
Here he is once again, Dr. Joseph Honigman, talking weight loss for a new you and a new year. Doc.
Thanks, Rob. So we left off talking about how stress can sabotage your weight loss efforts. And most of you know that stress interferes with just about everything, including the ability to lose weight. But this is how it does it. See, that continued stress is going to cause an increase in the release of the stress hormone cortisol, and its effects may include sugar cravings, along with an increase in appetite and binge eating, along with a decrease in sensitivity to leptin. Now, leptin is the hormone that lets our brain know we are full. That's not good. If we lose the ability to sense that we've had enough to eat, that can increase our tendency to eat more than is necessary. Bottom line is that continued stress results in unwanted weight gain and fat, mostly where? In the abdomen, in our stomach, and our thighs. Now, what is the connection between our thyroid hormones and body composition. Well, our thyroid glands and its hormones regulate the metabolic rate of every cell in the body. Basically, that's how fast or slow your cells use up energy. If you have hypothyroidism, your overall metabolic gas pedal slows down, and the activity of almost every organ and system in your body, including your gut, slows down. With insufficient thyroid hormone, some of the calories we eat simply aren't burned off, and the excess gets converted to what? Fat. And where do you think that's going? It's going to your belly. So the take-home message is that hypothyroidism can result in weight gain and make it more difficult to lose weight. If you do have a thyroid or adrenal dysfunction, or suspect that you do, but conventional testing has been unable to provide sufficient detail or unable to confirm it, I can order and interpret the results of lab tests that will provide a much more comprehensive assessment of your thyroid and adrenal glands. Both of these tests are reasonably priced. The adrenal dysfunction test gives us a comprehensive look at your cortisol levels throughout the day, as well as measuring your DHEA and your DHEA cortisol ratio, all of which can influence your weight and energy levels. The comprehensive thyroid assessment test provides a thorough analysis of your thyroid hormone metabolism that often goes undetected with more limited conventional lab assessments. The comprehensive thyroid assessment can identify not only hyper and hypothyroidism, but also subtle subclinical thyroid dysfunction indicators, which may not be detected in conventional lab testing. However, these factors may be contributing to weight gain and/or interfering with weight loss. Now for some good news. That is, I've helped many people with a variety of weight loss challenges, including those with adrenal and thyroid problems, as well as diabetes, and those taking drugs that may cause weight gain, still be successful with weight loss. If you fit into one of these categories or just need some extra help in achieving your weight loss goal in a healthy manner, make an appointment to see me, Dr. Honigman of the Weiner Wellness Center. I've created a weight loss system that is highly effective at not only helping you to lose weight, but because it's based on nutritious food and a healthy lifestyle, it can help prevent or reverse serious chronic diseases such as heart disease and diabetes. And because this is your lifestyle choice, one that you and me put together as a team to fit your needs, it will be one that you can follow to improve your health long term. My approach is not dogmatic. In other words, I can work with you no matter what your food preferences are, and my fees are reasonable. So call 412-922-9355, 412-922-9355 to find out and make an appointment. My goal is to help you make the healthiest choice, whatever your weight loss plan you prefer, whatever you choose to follow. I want everyone to be at ease when they walk into my office and know that there are no set rules of what I expect you to eat. I have helped many people with a variety of problems and challenges lose a very substantial amount of weight and improve their health by eating a wide variety of food choices. My patients typically lose at least 2 to 4 pounds per week, many more, and it is successful for a variety of different conditions. For example, one patient with high blood pressure who was overweight wrote a testimonial, and these are his exact words. Lost 22 pounds in 30 days on a whole food plant-based diet and supplements recommended by Dr. Honigman. Also, blood pressure normalized. Sleeping better, best I felt in 10 years. A patient with hypothyroidism wrote, I have a hypothyroid condition for over 40 years, and I've been treated by numerous medical specialties with disappointing results. After following Dr. Honigman's advice, the result was no more edema, more energy, and I lost 12 pounds in 6 weeks. Now remember, prior to seeing me, this person was unable to lose weight with any of her prior diet strategies. And very recently, another patient with hypothyroidism, who in the past had been unsuccessful with her weight loss efforts, lost 15 pounds in 1 month. Bottom line is that I've achieved a good deal of success in helping patients with thyroid conditions lose weight, improve their body composition, even when prior efforts were unsuccessful. Now, another patient of mine informed me that her primary doctor is thrilled with her weight loss of 29 pounds in 3 months, with a reduction of blood sugar from the 120s to now 99, and a reduction of her LDL cholesterol from 105 to 77. She was told that if her HbA1c drops to 6.5 in the next lab result, which I expect it will, she will be able to come off her diabetic medication. Now remember, the disease mostly associated with being overweight and obese is type 2 diabetes. So I will give a few more examples of people who come to see me with that condition. A male patient with diabetes in his mid-70s wrote to me saying that he had been sedentary for 6 months, was overweight, and had a diagnosis of diabetes. His HbA1c, this is a measurement for diabetes over a three-month period of time, four-month, was 7.3, and his blood sugar was 144, and his LDL cholesterol was 134. His doctor put him on the diabetes medication metformin. Now I will quote him. Dr. Honigman recommended a whole food, low sugar, plant-based diet and some supplements. I did not count calories. I just ate what he recommended and took the supplements. In 3 weeks, I had lost 22 pounds. My HbA1c was 6.3. At my next visit, I was down 40 pounds. My A1C is now 5.7, and blood sugar count is 99. My LDL cholesterol is down to 114. My doctor took me off the diabetes drug. I have less pain and more energy. I'm back to working around the house and regularly do yard work. Recently, I sealed the driveway. I hope you're not getting bored, but I'm going to just do a few more. Another senior citizen patient with diabetes lost 10 pounds in less than 2 months and wasn't even trying. You could come in for a different reason, which we got rid of, which we basically cured. In addition, her HbA1c decreased from 8.3 to 6.7 and was able to substantially decrease her insulin usage. Now, very recently, a man in his late 50s who was recently diagnosed with diabetes came to see me. His fasting blood glucose was 294, his HbA1c was 11, and his triglycerides were 322. For those of you who are unfamiliar with these numbers, they're very high. After 3 months of following my recommendations, his HbA1c decreased to 6.3 from 11. That's extremely good. His triglycerides decreased to 103 from a previous 322, and his weight decreased from 248 to 214. In addition, his waist size decreased from 42 to 38 in a relatively short period of time. His energy level increased significantly, and he's very happy with the results.
All right, listen, we're going to come back. We're going to also be talking about the amount of calories that we need to burn to lose weight, physical activity and exercise, so much more. But my advice right now as we go to break, get ready for CBS Radio News, call their office, make an appointment. Say you were listening to Dr. Honigman today on KDK Radio and you'd like to meet with him for a consultation. Their number is 412-922-WELL, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355.
The following program has been paid for by the Weiner Wellness Clinic. It's time to get well naturally with natural health experts Dr. Joseph Honigman, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
Let me ask you one thing, good doctor. By the way, call, make an appointment, do it now. Get rid of that weight and let him help you change your lifestyle. This guy is educated. He can put you on the right track, and he goes about it in a completely different way. 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. You know that chart that's out there. If you're 6'2", you're 215, yeah. You're this. Or somebody says, if you know you're 20 pounds heavier than that, you get this. Oh, you carry your weight well, or you're tall. You know, I used to hear that all the time. You're tall. Because most of my life, up and down. But for about a 20-year span, I was about 185, really good. As you get older, life kind of takes over. You put on some pounds. You're tall. All of that you have to throw out the window. People know when they're overweight.
I agree 100%.
You know when you don't feel good.
You don't feel well.
No.
And you look in the mirror, you got a gut.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
You know, you're not feeling well.
No, you never look in a mirror.
You know?
You run past the mirror.
Right. But I mean, if you want to make an assessment, sometimes you don't have to.
No.
I mean, that's just torture.
You know it.
You just know it.
Listen, when you're like looking for bigger belts as opposed to looking to add a belt loop.
Absolutely.
You know it.
That's right. And how you feel plays a huge role. Look, there's some people that can actually carry the weight a little better because they're fit. So they may have a little extra weight. Genetics might play a little bit of a role in that, but they may be very fit and very healthy. They don't get sick. They can, you know, walk forever. You know, they're strong as an ox, and they might have a few extra pounds. That's not who we're talking about.
No.
We're talking about that average person who, as they get older, is starting to get that bigger and bigger in gut. Right? And not feeling well. And all of a sudden, all of these problems are occurring that they didn't have before. And they're just attributing it to being old.
And being you're a chiropractor of that incredible natural medicine that I'm so proud to represent anytime I can, it can do really bad things to your joints if you are overweight. People don't, I mean, I see it even myself to my hips, my legs. It just isn't healthy.
No, especially your hips and your knees. Okay. I find it to be more detrimental to the hips and the knees than to the back, actually. And it's sort of like, no, who wants to have constant hip pain?
No.
Or a hip replacement, and they're very common. Hey, look, compared to 30 years ago, getting a hip replacement now is a godsend for some people. So let's face it, it's a great thing, but who wants that if you don't have to have it?
No. And can you unequivocally say if you get weight off, you can alleviate some of these problems?
If you lose, it's just common sense.
Right.
You know, we don't know to what degree you're going to improve in terms of if you lose weight for your joints, but we know that it's associated with improvement in just about every aspect of your health, whether it's decreasing your risk of diabetes or heart disease or joint pain or increasing years to your life. These are facts. They're not disputable. So losing weight is always a good idea. But I say lose it in a healthy way. That'll make it so much more effective. And I'm going to talk about that just shortly. But I'm going to just mention a few more testimonials because this person had a different problem that I want to discuss. I've already talked about thyroid problems and blood pressure and diabetes and the help that I was able to give to these clients of mine, patients of mine. But most recently, this is very recently, a woman with acid reflux and weight loss lost 9 pounds in 2 weeks. And for the last several days, this is a very recent person, has not had an acid reflux episode and is feeling much, much better. Now, I did adjust her hiatal hernia. You've heard me talk about that in the past. So, you know, that contributes greatly to the acid reflux, but also losing the weight and changing her diet helped as well. Now, last but not least, and I always talk about this person because it was so dramatic. This person, this patient, after being diagnosed with diabetes, lost over 100 pounds in approximately 1 year and is no longer considered a diabetic. All of the numbers came back excellent. The cholesterol numbers, the triglyceride numbers, the diabetes numbers, and blood work in general. Now, this gentleman was highly motivated and disciplined, and not everyone is going to be able to do that. But it does speak to the potential of extreme weight loss accomplished in a healthy manner in a relatively short period of time. So, I want to emphasize, healthy. Because whether you need to lose a little or a lot of weight, my plan is to make you healthier as a result. So just how important do you think it is that we lose weight by following a healthy diet? Couldn't we just lose some extra pounds by just reducing calories and exercising a little more and not be so concerned about the quality of the food that we eat? Well, yes, we could. We would lose weight. However, a relatively new study published on April the 3rd, 2019, focused on the health effects of dietary risks in 195 countries, and their analysis concluded that a poor diet kills more people globally than tobacco and high blood pressure and is actually the leading cause of death worldwide. Now pay attention. The focus was on the quality of the diet, independent of how weight affected the problem. Is that clear? Okay, this is the quality of the food, okay. Not whether or not you lost weight. More than 130 scientists from nearly 40 countries contributed to the analysis, which was published in the prestigious international medical journal, The Lancet. This paper is likely the most comprehensive analysis on the health effects of diet ever conducted. And guess what kind of diet they recommended? You know, that would be a whole food plant-based diet. And it did not come as a surprise to me. So my objective is helping you lose weight. And to accomplish this with a healthy diet. However, the only diet that will work is the one that you will stick with. This means we work together as a team to be sure you can follow it, and there's lots of flexibility in the design. For example, of all the people who lost a significant amount of weight that I just talked about, no two followed the same diet. It was individualized to their needs and desire. So call our office, make an appointment, and we can get started on the specific details on how you can achieve your weight loss goals and improve your body composition. And once more, you know, my office visits are very reasonable. And in addition, if necessary, I can order the appropriate lab tests to get a comprehensive assessment of how your thyroid hormones or cortisol level may be affecting your metabolism and weight loss. So, let's talk about in general, how do you lose weight? Well, consider that a total of 3,500 calories equals 1 pound. That means if you decrease your intake of calories by 500 a day, or burn off an extra 500 calories per day, you're going to lose 1 pound per week. Why? 7 times 500 is 3,500. 3,500 calories equals 1 pound. That's accomplished through eating less or increasing your physical activity. The preferable way to do this is both. Although I want to make it very clear that I've helped patients who are unable to exercise still lose a significant amount of weight. And I also want to make it clear that this is taken into consideration that you don't have a thyroid problem, that you don't have an adrenal problem, that you're not on medications, and you don't have an imbalance in your gut bacteria with too much of the Firmicutes phylum making your gut their home. So this is in general. I often hear that those first 10 pounds were fairly easy to lose, and then it gets harder to shed any additional poundage. Well, the reason is that often after weight loss of about 10 to 12 pounds, your metabolism slows down. So you burn fewer calories even when you are at rest. Think of your calories as fuel. I've heard it said that your body goes from being a truck, burning a lot of fuel, to being more like a Prius, burning less fuel, meaning you're burning less calories to go the same distance. This means that doing what you did before you lost that 10 pounds, may no longer result in weight loss. The good news is that any type of aerobic or resistant exercise can increase your metabolism. For example, lifting weights means more muscle, and muscle burns more calories than fat, even at rest. However, sometimes, even with additional exercise, it may require a further reduction of calories per day or a change in the method of weight loss if additional body weight loss is desired. The bottom line is that if you reach a standstill, we can change the method, such as using an intermittent fasting diet or adding a cleanse if necessary. I personally like intermittent fasting and do some myself. So, what about exercise and physical activity?
We'll talk about that right after the break. But listen, I want you to pick up the phone now. Don't waste any more time debating it. Go at least see him and see what your next step will be. It's the best thing you can do for yourself. Do something for yourself in 2020. 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. 412-922-9355.
It's time to get well naturally with natural health experts Dr. Joseph Honigman, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
All right, let's exercise a little bit here. Talk to me, Doc, because we're back.
Okay, so now most health professionals, they're going to recommend approximately 45 to 60 minutes of activity per day for weight loss. Now, however, my thoughts are when it comes to losing weight, it's probably easier for most to reduce their caloric intake as necessary. So, my advice, choose healthy foods, eat a little less, and then exercise for 30 minutes of moderate physical activity 5 to 7 days per week, and most likely that will work as well. Now, for those of you who really enjoy, you know, exercising for 60 minutes, go right ahead. I think it's great because there's a lot of benefit in exercise other than weight loss. Now, once you've achieved your weight loss goal, regular exercise is the primary predictor of whether or not you will keep it off. In other words, exercise and physical activity is great at helping you not gain the weight back. Now, walking is a great way to get started. It's easy on the joints. You can start light with 5 to 10 minutes per day and gradually increase both time and intensity. You need to walk fast enough so that it is at a moderate pace and not just a stroll. I've heard it said to me that you should be able to talk while you walk, but not sing. You gotta, you know, burn some calories. You gotta feel as if you've done something, and it is a benefit actually to get a little bit of a sweat. Now, strength training also helps build muscle, which increases your metabolism even at rest, and that makes it easier for you to lose weight and to sustain it because you're burning more calories even when you're doing nothing. Now, while it doesn't require anything fancy, it's very important that you learn how to do the exercise properly so that you avoid injury and don't get hurt. It's also important to increase your physical activity, not just your exercise. So in other words, you can't just do 30 or 60 minutes of exercise a day and sit on your butt all day. You can't do that. So you have to get up off your butt and do something, anything that requires a little effort, in addition to your exercise. I am well aware that what I'm saying is often easier said than done, so this is another reason why it may significantly benefit you to make an appointment with me. We'll work together as a team, and we'll be sure that we have a plan that you can follow. There's going to be lots of flexibility in the design, so you don't think that it's just one way. In addition, if necessary, we can order the appropriate lab tests to get that comprehensive assessment of how your thyroid hormones or cortisol or cortisol DHEA level may be affecting your metabolism and weight loss goals. The number, once more, is 412-922-9355, and I am Dr. Joseph Honigman. Now, let's talk about some key supplements that may help you achieve your weight loss goal. The first supplement that I'm going to recommend is Super Shake. And I don't really consider it to be a supplement. Rather, it is used as a meal replacement or a partial meal replacement. It makes a high-protein, low-calorie beverage, which contains approximately 125 calories and between 20 to 24 grams of protein. That's pretty good. 125 calories, 24 grams of protein. It's also going to be free from the most common food allergens, including gluten, dairy, and soy, and can be an excellent way to kickstart your weight loss program. Remember, when you lose weight, you also want to maintain muscle. And each serving of Super Shake provides all of the amino acids required by both vegetarians and non-vegetarians to build muscle. It also provides some soluble fiber. That's a good thing. And metabolized fatty acids to provide a quick source of energy. And unlike other fats, they will not be stored in your body. So, with Super Shake, just by adding a few additional healthy ingredients like blueberries and flaxseed, you can have a very easy-to-make, low-calorie, high-protein meal replacement to keep your calorie count down, to provide you with the necessary protein, amino acids that you need to maintain muscle mass. Now, the next supplement is suited for stress eaters and carbohydrate and sugar cravers. And there's a lot of people out there like that, right? You're stressed out. What do you want? You know, you want some comfort food. A lot of times you reach for that. Something that's going to contain a lot of sugar or maybe a pastry high in carbohydrates and sugar. This supplement is Control 2, which helps with appetite control, stress eating, and struggling with sugar and carbohydrate cravings. And for those who need a boost in their metabolic rate and want to decrease fat absorption, right now we're going to increase our metabolic rate and increase lean muscle mass. The two that I'm recommending are Berrytone. It helps to increase the body's metabolism rate and calorie burn, therefore reducing dietary fat absorption. It can also help with appetite control. And the last is Tonaline, CLA. Tonaline, CLA. CLA is conjugated linoleic acid, and it's a patented form that has been shown to be effective in increasing metabolic rate, decreasing fat, and increasing lean muscle mass. So in summary, a great way to start the day is by drinking a Super Shake smoothie, which is low in calories and packed with protein. To help stress eaters and carbohydrate and sugar cravers, I'm recommending Control 2. And for those who need a boost in their metabolic rate, I want to decrease fat absorption while increasing lean muscle mass. However, remember, you're still going to need to exercise, increase your physical activity, and limit calories. And if you need that extra help, make an appointment. So, Rob, what do you think? You have any questions?
I love it. Lots of questions. I've been taking notes. When you talk about reducing calories, what is the safe amount for everyone? And when you go below it, and let's face it, the least you eat, the less you need to really feel as though you're hungry. Once your stomach begins to understand that you don't need as many calories, it starts to learn to survive with what you get it. But this is where people go wrong. They end up doing a crash diet. Mm-hmm. They end up taking more and more away because they feel less hungry every day as long as this diet goes on. So what's a safe number to look at for most people? And I know it's different for everyone, but there's got to be a number that people need to keep in their mind that it's safe to go here, but if you go below here, you could actually be doing your body harm.
Believe it or not, there is no set number, and here's why. Listen carefully.
Okay.
What we need is enough calories. It's not the calories. We need enough nutrients. We need enough vitamins. We need enough phytonutrients.
The good fats.
We need enough of protein. We need, you know, enough of the healthy things that we need to take in, the omega-3s, right? All of that. We need enough of that to keep healthy. So, of course, we have to eat food to do that. So you're going to have to get some calories because all food contains calories. So we need enough, I guess we would say we need enough calories to provide everything that we need to keep ourselves healthy. Look, in terms of the calories themselves, we don't need those. We got them stored as fat. We'll burn those.
They're there.
That's why I say we do this with a healthy diet. I will put you on a diet that will provide all of the nutrients, all of the phytochemicals, all of the protein, all of the omega-3 fatty acids, everything that you need to be healthy, to get healthier. The only thing we will be lacking is calories, and we're going to get them from your stored fat.
So you can do all of that and make me not have cravings and feel hungry too?
In the beginning, you're going to have some cravings just because it's a habit. But since you're getting...
It's more of a habit than it is a craving, is it not?
It is, because you're getting all of the nutrients that you need. I'm going to provide you a diet, a way of life, that you're going to get everything you need to be healthy. Healthier probably than you've ever been. The only thing we're missing is calories. Now, your body has a store of that, and it knows it does. So after a while, it's like, okay, I know I got lots of this to burn.
So you really have to do a whole lot to starve yourself to death, right?
If you eat poorly, you're going to be unhealthy, right? So that's the bottom line.
I've got 30 seconds here, but you've just piqued my interest in so many aspects because such a different way to look at weight loss. 412-922-WELL. Call now. Make an appointment to see Dr. Hahnemann. He'd love to see you. He'd love to help you with whatever challenges you're dealing with. 412-922-9355. If you just start eating healthy, can your body help you lose weight on its own?
It can, but you're still going to have to be calorie restricted.
Okay. Good stuff. Boy, you were just had a whole lot of information today. Great way to look at it, folks. Get started. Get rid of that weight. And what better way than to make the call right now and meet the good folks at the Winer Wellness Center. But tell them you heard Dr. Hahnemann on the radio today and you'd like to set up an appointment with him. That number is 412-922-WELL. 412-922-9355. I think that's about enough for the day. We'll see you tomorrow. Chris Moore coming up next after CBS News.
Happy New Year.
This program has been paid for by the Winer Wellness Clinic. The views expressed in this program are not necessarily those of KDKA or its parent companies. The information in this program is for general informational purposes only. Listeners are encouraged to consult with their health provider regarding their specific medical issues.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.